Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 31 regarding Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Tavani, T-A-V-A-N-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Tavani as described in my report of 12-9-17. Perci is now a 55-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 12-22-11. Perci is picking up hundreds of frozen cases of off the truck and injured her left elbow. Perci went to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation and treatment, including two surgeries on the left elbow, but remains unaware for final diagnosis. Perci is no longer receiving any active treatment. In paragraph, as per the additional records supplied, Ms. Tavani received an order approving settlement on 4-18-18 to be inserted here. She then applied for review of that award on 1-31-20. New paragraph, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rivlin, R-A-V-L-I-N, on 6-23-20. He noted she had lateral epicondyle debridement with arthrotomy, cubital and radial tunnel releases on 4-24-17. She returned today with bilateral elbow pain. She also has some numbness and tingling diffusely in the left hand. Upon exam, her incision was clean, dry, and intact. The left elbow was tender at the lateral epicondyle on both sides. She was otherwise neurovascularly unchanged. Intrinsic and motor function of the hand was intact. Provocative tests were equivocal. He diagnosed left elbow pain, right hand paresthesia, and left hand paresthesias. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing as well as x-rays of the left elbow. She underwent an EMG by Dr. Sharitz on 2-8-21 to be inserted here. Dr. Rivlin reviewed these results with her on 3-2-21. He wrote the EMG was benign. She has more upper arm discomfort, which may potentially radiate to the elbow. However, no surgical intervention was warranted at that point. She has a shoulder / sports specialist that she is seeing for the shoulders. He thought it was valuable to eliminate any upper arm pathology, as it does appear to be pain generators on today's exam. He deemed she had achieved maximum medical improvement from the procedures that she had undergone. Physical exam. General appearance, she announced that she feels pain on the left shoulder. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring about the left elbow. Lateral epicondyle had a 2.5-inch scar. She had a 1.75-inch scar proximally and at the proximal radial forearm with swelling. There was no atrophy or effusions. And your muscle test was 5-, resisted left hand grasp and elbow flexion. It was 5- and ratchet-like for resisted left elbow extension. Strength was otherwise 5/5. She had global tenderness palpation about the left elbow and forearm, but there was none on the right. Hands for his elbows. She had subjectively positive Tinel's maneuvers at the medial and lateral epicondyle, resisted pronation and supination, Phalen's, and Tinel's maneuver. The latter specifically elicited numbness and tingling in the middle finger. These maneuvers were negative on the right. Paired shoulder maneuvers, normal macro. Spine, scratch that. At the end of upper extremities, she palpated her left AC joint and stated it was tender. Paired this was not detected on the evaluator's clinical exam. Paired cervical is normal. Impressions on 12/22/11, Michelle Tavani injured her left arm as marked in my prior report. Paired since that time, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Paired she was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Rildon on 6/23/20. Paired she offered complaints involving both hands. Paired accordingly, she underwent an EMG by Dr. Sharitz that was normal. Paired as of 3/2/21, Dr. Rivlin released her from care at maximum medical improvement. Paired new paragraph, the current exam found she had full range of motion of the left elbow and shoulder. Paired there was mild weakness in left hand grasp and elbow flexion and ratchet-like weakness in resisted left elbow extension. Paired she was globally tender to palpation about the left elbow and forearm. Paired said she had subjectively positive responses to numerous provocative maneuvers in the upper extremities on the left. Paired. New paragraph, my opinions relative to the permanency and causation are the same as from my prior report. End.